Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Betting just $5 on any NBA team to win their game wins you $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, let's start with the news of the week. Even with a bye week, we got so much going on, and it starts with the quarterback position. For a week and a half, 2 weeks now, we've been talking about Taquan Roberson being the guy against Illinois, debating when what it is that's wrong with Sean Clifford and when he'll be back. Well, apparently it won't be too long for Sean Clifford, as Wednesday practice open to the media. Lo and behold, there was Sean Clifford in his pads tossing the ball around.
So, and James said it wasn't the first time he had participated this week. So it sort of feels like they don't really want to have to play him. But if they had to play him, or if he's cleared, that they want him to sort of be a little bit ready, it's a good sign, right? It means he's this isn't a long-term injury, right? Like, you're not looking at a month or 6 weeks for something, whatever it is that's going on. So the whole scenario at the quarterback position for the Illinois game, I might remind you, it feels like it's like, do I hit on 15 or do I not hit on 15 if you're playing blackjack? Like, whether you make that, whether you take that card or not, that decision isn't going to be made until the very last second. So I literally don't think you're going to know anything until Saturday morning publicly. I think James will know by Friday, but I don't think you're going to know anything publicly until, you know, 11:30, 11:45 noon. If you see Clifford out there chucking the ball around in warmups, like chucking the ball around, moving, he's playing. If you see Sean out there in pads kind of passively participating, that means he's going to be in a backup role. That's just my two cents. But it's good. It's all good signs for Penn State, in my opinion, that even having Sean Clifford out on the practice field, you know, after the bye week, in the Illinois week, getting ready and actually practicing after getting injured against Iowa, really good sign.
It really is. A couple thoughts here, Andrew. With 15 in blackjack, what's the dealer showing?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You have to admit, that's the one hand in blackjack that is a you and only you decision. That's my opinion. That's the way I mean, 15 is the number that I have to make the decision. It's irrelevant what the dealer's showing.
I think it's always relevant. Anyway, back with the quarterbacks, though. Yeah, it's great news that Sean Clifford was there. I've said it, Andy, my prediction was in pads for Illinois, emergency guy only. If there's a way they could avoid playing him that game, they will, and then hopefully be ready for Ohio State. But if they do hold them back, some interesting quotes from James Franklin, some very candid quotes. The one in particular was about Taquan Roberson, where he named Taquan Roberson the number two guy prior to the season starting and said,
correct.
Then the reps in practice change at that point. It's the starter, then the number two. And that poor number three guy is kind of relegated. He's not going to get those kind of reps. So going by that, Taquan Roberson as the number two should have really separated himself from the number three, Christian Vaiu. But James Franklin has said that did not happen. That's not good news for Taquan Roberson, is it?
No, it was evident in the... We talked about this last week, that in my opinion, I thought it was evident that the few things that Roberson could control was doing what he needed to do to be ready on his own accord. And Franklin even said it, like, the backup should be closing the gap on the number one. That's what he should be aspiring to, is I'm trying to get in a position to create some opportunity for me to take your job, right? Like, it feels to me like you got a little fat cat in that number two seat. And Franklin basically said it, that he's been on campus longer and he should be widening the gap between himself and, you know, Christian. And that hasn't been the case. Not only was he not widening the gap between two and three, he wasn't doing what is actually more important, which is closing the gap, or actually making himself better and making there less of a gap between the one and two. So, I mean, at its core though, Jimmy, in my opinion, that when you name a number two and he just kind of, you know, coasts along there a little bit, that's, and then you need one of them to play. This kind of competition during a preparation week, it's still not good, right? Like, it's not good, because then you've got those guys splitting to figure out who to actually play, which one of them are going to play. So instead of saying, okay, take one, this is for 2 weeks, this is number two, this is you, everything is focused on you getting yourself ready, but they can't do that because there's no gap between two and three. So, you know, it is just, it's not an ideal situation, because if you're going to have to play a number two quarterback, you want that guy getting every single rep possible in leading up to a game, and that is not going to be the case.
Right, and that's got to be disappointing for Penn State fans to hear it. And it kind of leads to that question then, Andy, and it did come up when James Franklin met the media. If it appears Taquan Roberson really wasn't ready to take the field, do you look back to the offseason and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe they should have done more to bring in a transfer guy at that position?
Yeah, I think they tried. I really do. I think they were serious transfer portal quarterback market shoppers. And I think James has kind of admitted that. Like, but it has to be a fit. Like, there's kids that want guarantees. Like, I'm going to be guaranteed to start, or, you know, I want this guarantee. You know, the quarterback's a very interesting and different transfer portal position. They're leaving for a reason. It's about opportunity or playing time. So what they go into the portal to look for is opportunity and playing time. And I'm sorry, with Sean Clifford at Penn State, there wasn't as great an opportunity, you know, or chance to get playing time. And because he was their starter and James was loyal to his starter, they were looking for a Will Levis replacement. And that's a really hard thing to find in the transfer portal. And I think they looked for it. But the flip side of it is, and I think you'll agree with this, is while you look, you just can't throw spaghetti against the wall in terms of just, well, I'm just going to take a quarterback, that way we have some more depth in the room. Because you can't burn a scholarship like that, right? That's a waste. That's a waste of a scholarship. So, and transfer kids don't want to sit the bench. They just don't. And Penn State was basically able to offer a number two spot and the opportunity to sit the bench. And no, I just don't think they found a good fit, but I definitely think James and his staff were serious quarterback transfer portal shoppers in the offseason.
I think they were, Andy, and to your point, you mentioned Will Levis, and what they needed was another Will Levis. The problem with a Will Levis is they are looking for a starting job. Exactly what the Will Levis did, the first Will Levis. He went and found the starting job at Kentucky. So anybody of that caliber isn't going to look to come to Penn State and sit on the bench. they're looking for a starting role. So to get somebody with experience but willing to sit the bench, not many of those out there. Let's go to some positive news, Andy, from on the week. 24/7 is one of the major recruiting sites. They did their re-ranking this week, and at the end of that re-ranking, they had Penn State recruit Drew Aller as their number one quarterback in the country, and their running back Nick Singleton as the number one running back in the country. Really shows well for that 2022 class for Penn State.
Yeah, you kind of knew Nick Singleton. I mean, I get to watch him play some here in Central Pennsylvania, so he's a five-star back. That's just, you know, whatever the last ranking was and that he was only a four-star, you just knew it was going to change because he's even better this year than he was last year. And he only plays about a half every game because they're killing cats. So you knew that. The thing about Aller, I think it's twofold when it comes to Aller and the quarterback position. First of all, it's James has his five-star quarterback, right? Well, he doesn't have him on campus yet. So to me, this, you know, and it's a huge reflection on Drew, right, and the work that he's done. But for me, this feels like Justin Fields 2.0, right? Remember, James identified Justin really early in the process as being, you know, a special type of quarterback. He did the same thing with Drew. And, you know, Justin committed, then decommitted. Drew has committed. Can they get him across the finish line? But in terms of identifying the quarterback position and what James looks for and knows, I've said it before, you've said it, he's really, 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 really good at this. And he identified him really early on. The kid, he's worked with his quarterback coach. He's gotten better. The offense suits him in high school. You know, the eye test is better. That's on him. But the identification process of early in, for James and his coaching staff, kudos to them. And now James has his five-star. So we get to see if he can get it across the finish line, get him on campus, and then you've got James with a five-star quarterback.
And one of the interesting aspects to all this, we know there's all that conversation about will James Franklin jump to USC or LSU? And the argument I hear from everybody is better chance of winning a national championship. The fact that he's got in this number of this top recruiting class, they're not number one anymore, but they're very good with the best quarterback in the country by one rating, certainly raises the expectation and for Penn State football in the future. All right, Andrew, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around for Ross Tucker in quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.